Chapter 1. Welcome to the Shit Show. Hello, moms or moms-to-be, or some random dad who picked up this book by mistake. Put the book down, Dad. This isn't for you. Unless you're trying to figure out what's going on with your lady so that you can serve her better, in which case, read on, hero.
Ladies, if you know who we are, if you've seen our famous YouTube videos, if you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, if you've been to one of our live fun shows, then welcome. We're so glad you're here with us. We're psyched to share our stories and our wisdom with you.
If you have no clue who we are, well, where the heck to start? We are Kat and Nat. On the surface, it can be a little hard to tell us apart. Two moms, two blondes, two extroverts. The polite term for motor mouths. Our names rhyme just to make things a little more confusing, so let's try to clear things up right off the bat. I'm Nat. I have long nails, wear heels, and have long flowing hair.
I'm Kat. I have short nails. I always wear flip-flops, ponytails almost always.
I'm Nat, constantly lost and confused.
I'm Kat, always walks about a step ahead of Nat because Nat never knows where the hell she's going.
I'm Nat, and I like to drink wine, and I can drink Kat and most men under the table.
I'm Kat. Tequila is for me, and I get drunk off one shot.
I'm Nat, and I hate to drive and almost never drive on the highway, and I'm a great chef who picks all the best restaurants.
I'm Kat. I drive all the time because, well, someone has to, and I order McDonald's cheeseburgers without the meat.
I'm Nat, and my phone is somehow always at 2% battery, and I talk a lot.
I'm Kat. My phone is always fully charged for maximum Instagram readiness, and I talk even more.
We hung out a fair bit in high school, but we weren't BFFs. A decade later, we became the first of our group of friends to have kids, and we both found it so much to handle. We felt like failures a lot of the time. We stressed, and we beat ourselves up. But we found comfort and confidence in one another.
Today, we are best friends who have 7 young kids between us. Nat has 4 and I have 3, although to be honest, it's usually just the 9 of us together as a roaming pack of noise, mischief, and pure chaos. We live near each other in Toronto. We're married to guys named Mark and Mark. Yeah, really. They hang out with each other too, and we assume they spend most of their time talking about how lucky they are and how well they married.
We are not helicopter parents or tiger moms or whatever kind of overbearing mother is trendy right now. We are not parenting experts, whatever that means. We haven't studied at some fancy school, but we have been in the mom trenches for over a decade, and here's what we do know.
We know what it's like to hear your baby start wailing in the middle of the night, 4 minutes after you fed and changed her.
We know how it feels to ask yourself the question, is 4:30 p.m. too early to send the kids to bed?
We know the comedy of not being able to go to the bathroom without your children following along. You just want 45 seconds to pee in peace, and suddenly it's a family meeting in there.
We know about husbands who want sex and children who want a 17th bedtime story, and the other tightly wound moms out there who want to make you feel inferior because you didn't stay up till 2 a.m. baking organic, gluten-free, sugar-free, artisanal scones for the school bake sale.
In other words, we know the reality of motherhood. That's why we've written a book that's easy to pick up, easy to listen to, and easy to put down when you hear the sound of 1,000 Rice Krispies hitting the floor in the kitchen. Come back to us whenever you can find a free minute or two. We'll be here waiting.
We also know that being a mom can change who you are, and not always for the better. Like a lot of mothers, we went through a phase where we tried to mimic the seemingly perfect moms of the world. We became over-anxious, overly controlling, over-analyzers. Somehow we managed to be incredibly self-conscious and to judge other moms at the same time. We had to let go of that nonsense, and we're here to help you do the same thing.
Lots of days we felt like we were barely hanging on. Then we found each other, and just as important, we found a new attitude. We started laughing at the absurdity of it all. We bonded over the hardships and the hilarity of motherhood. After a while, we kept coming back to the idea of helping other moms deal with the challenges and the stress and the isolation that motherhood can bring. That's why we started making our videos. That's probably how you know us. Those 4-minute videos of us sitting in a car and talking, sometimes ranting. Okay, usually.